Hello and welcome to the Atlanta Falcons Falconcast podcast on location. I'm Matt Moore. This is Jay Adams. Jay, I feel like we're like at a set of college game day.
We got the
guys back here.
We're just missing
awesome
like
tailgating.
Signs and big heads behind us. And this is a great event every year, built by the Home Depot. This is the second annual.
It really is. You know, Friday Night Lights has always been close to my heart. Grill the Falcons might be passing Friday Night Lights. It's my favorite Falcon event we do all year. It's really awesome because, I mean, everywhere you walk, you see some of your favorite Falcon fans that follow us on Twitter, we interact with. And, I mean, if you can see behind us, like, guys, like, sitting in their driveway all year long building their own tailgate rigs. It's unbelievable.
I mean, right behind us right now, you've got Joe Dana and Gerald Brown. Just a cornhole grudge match going on behind us. Where else can you see that?
They have abandoned their tent and come in and play cornhole with the
Falcons defensive backs coach and the running back coach over here.
Unbelievable.
Just playing cornhole, hanging out.
Unbelievable.
So this is a great event. We love it. And like you said, just close to our hearts and quickly becoming one of the more popular events every year.
It's a lot of fun because people, take pride in their tailgates, and it's a really way to showcase, because at Falcon games, you got to walk around to find all the tailgates, and we go out there and find them, but this is just kind of the showcase showdown, I call it, of tailgates. And it's a lot of fun. It's just a good event, and, players, I think this is their event they enjoy coming to and kind of watching the tailgates and then doing their own tailgate.
And I'm not going to touch it because it's going to fall over because it is so heavy, but this is the prize here.
I think this is the world's largest spatula, Jay.
And it is heavy. It is heavy. I brought it over here. I hit somebody with it, actually, and I did apologize, but I don't know how the condition of that person.
Right, so we're going to be here all day. We're going to kind of break this Falcon cast into three parts. We're going to talk a little Falcons football real quick with Jay and I, and then we're going to bring a couple of guests on for parts two and three. But, a lot has happened since your last Falcon cast.
It's been a couple of weeks since the last Falcon cast. And
seems like every day something else happens. Falcon is the NFL. This is proof the NFL never stops,
It's true.
I think we broke because of the last it took a week off because Rob Jilks and I, our video guys, we went to L.A., learned about NFL Now, as you see. That's coming down the pipe, which is going to be awesome for you fans. We learned all about that. Coming soon, NFL Now, you are going to be able to go on your mobile device, on your Apple TV, customize Falcon content to you. That's news. Also, we get back in. Oh, guess what? Hard Knocks is the Falcons.
Hard Knocks is coming, folks.
Jay, I want to get your thoughts on Hard Knocks. The Falcons have Hard Knocks.
I watch it every year. It's a really cool show. All access, unprecedented access, really. And, there's a great opportunity for Falcons fans to see what goes on behind the scenes and what really goes into training camp. You come out to Flowery Branch, you see the practices, you come, you have maybe a sandwich, and, you sit on the hill and you watch practice. But this is really going to give you a true picture of what happens at Flowery Branch during training camp. I'm looking forward to it, and I know you are as well.
Yeah, I'm excited to kind of get a all-access look at some of these meetings that you and I don't even get to go to.
But here's what I put out on AtlantaFalcons.com was, what are the things to watch, right? And some of the things that came to my head right away, Roddy White with an open mic.
He's going to be the star.
That's going to be a huge one. You've got some of the younger guys who are going to be vying for roster spots who I think could be great storylines coming up. So certainly a lot to watch, a lot of exciting stuff going on with the Falcons that hopefully HBO captures.
Now, does this mean that we have to kind of dress better at training camp? I like to wear gym shorts.
Absolutely not. I will not shave for the entire training camp.
You're
like
not
normal.
Changing for HBO. You're not going to be conformed, are you?
I will not. I will go on and look. And nobody's going to be filming us for Hard Knocks. But if we end up in the background, the face is going to be a little bushy. We're not changing anything for that.
I guess I might wear a collared shirt from time to time here to get on HBO and make mom proud.
We're not talking about smell-o-vision here. There's no reason to shower during training camp, right?
All right, other news not as exciting as NFL Now and Hard Knocks was the announcement that Sean Weatherspoon is going to probably miss all of next season with the torn Achilles.
Shout out to Spoon.
Shout out to Spoon. And as D-Block is so close to our hearts.
Yep.
And Spoon is you know, everyone knows this, but he is the greatest guy. One of my favorite people I've ever met in my life. Not just a Falcon, but one of my favorite people in life I've ever met. And my heart hurts for him. I know he's going to come back from this, but, you know, we wish him well, but how does this affect the Falcons, Jay?
I mean, you look at some of the young guys, and you look at some of the draft picks, right? You take eight defensive players in the draft, four of which happen to be linebackers. So not to mention you got a couple of steals in undrafted guys last year in Paul Warlow, Joplo Bartu. My money right now is on Bartu to take that spot. You know, you could see where a veteran's brought in maybe, but for me, I seem to think that Bartu might be that guy. And, you know, another guy could be maybe a Prince Shembo. A lot of hype around him this offseason so far. And there's some young guys out there that I think can fill that spot. So it'll be really interesting to see who steps up. It's the next man up mentality.
You know, all we've heard all season, all offseason is everything's open competition at Falcons training camp leading into the season. And right now, OTAs and then minicamp. I think that escalates even more at that linebacker position, does it not?
It absolutely does. And it was a position to watch anyways because it's really crowded there. You lose a star like that, and it changes some things. But the competition level is going to be huge, and you really hope that a couple of those guys fully understand that opportunity and that's in front of them and show out during those 3 weeks.
One last thing before we break, and then you know come back for part two of this Falcon Cast, because we got to go tailgate some more. You know,
that's it. We got the Wolfpack.
I've got some ribs on the grill. I've got to get off there. But you know, OTAs are kind of wrapping up. Minicamp is next week, and then we break, and then there's a break till training camp. Give me three things that we should be focused on with minicamp next week. I put you on the spot, but three things.
Well, all right. You are really putting me on the spot because we didn't talk about this beforehand.
That's what I do.
That's it. All right. Well, first of all, you know, during minicamp, one thing I want to see is how has OTAs affected Roddy White? He's coming back from that ankle injury last year. Obviously, what happened off the field, he's coming back. He's trying to put that out of his mind and focus on this year, what he's got to do on the field. I'm really looking forward to seeing what he does at minicamp and how he looks. Number two, I got to focus on that defensive line, man. I mean, it is just so big. When a guy like Jonathan Babineau or Pere Jerry, who are gigantic in the first place, look small by comparison to Tyson Jackson and Paul Solei. I love seeing what those guys can do and how that trickle effect kind of helps the linebackers in the secondary, because those guys are already starting to notice that stuff as well. So, and then the other spot, you know, that I'm going to be looking at is how Desmond Trufant and Robert Alford have continued their progression. I'm expecting huge things from those guys in year two. I know a lot of fans are as well. So, minicamp is really that time when they're going to get a chance to shine before training camp and show what they've got. So those are a couple of positions I'm going to keep my eye on.
Very good stuff. You did very well with me putting on the spot, must say.
All right, it's almost like I do this for real.
That's part one of the Falcon Cast podcast on location at Grill with the Falcons at Mall of Georgia, built by the Home Depot. They've done a great job. This place is awesome. It's only going to get bigger. So if you're watching this, you're like, man, I wish I had come. Next year's your year. Don't let it go. You got to come next year. It's an amazing event. All right, so that's it for part one. For Jay Adams, I'm Matt Moore. We'll be back with more from Grill with the Falcons on this edition of the Atlanta Falcons podcast.
Falcons fans, we are back here on location at Grill with the Falcons, built by the Home Depot here at the Mall of Georgia. Joining us right now is Falcons third-round pick Desmond Southward out of Wisconsin. And, boy, we've really dipped into the Wisconsin barrel here in the past few years. What's it like to have some of your guys out here from Wisconsin out here with you with the Falcons?
I think it's great. It eases the transition. You see a couple familiar faces. I mean, even if they're guys that you weren't as close with at Wisconsin, it's great to kind of ask them questions here and see how things are going and some of the things that you can expect.
Yeah, so you're out here, Grill with the Falcons. This is your first time really truly being exposed to Falcons fans. What are your impressions of some of the people out here today?
It's amazing to see the support and how much you know everyone cares and loves their Falcons. It's something great to be a part of. I'm enjoying it, and I can't wait to get out on the field and play.
Now, you just completed a bit of business last week, announced that you are the last person in the rookie club to get that contract signed. But the business is done. You can look forward to getting into camp and doing all that stuff. How is it to just get that whole process behind you now?
It's a sigh of relief. You honestly, you don't like the business part of it. I think I'm the type of player I wish it was no business involved in it. We can just come out and play the game that we love. But there is that aspect of it. I'm happy that it's done. And I can't wait to go out and compete at the highest level and show people what I can do.
How is it right now getting to learn a little bit from guys like William Moore, from Dwight Lowry? You've got a couple of guys out there on the defensive side of the ball who have done some things in their career. What have just OTAs and going through this offseason program been like for you?
It's been huge. I feel like I've made huge strides already in learning the game, understanding the game, and all the small nuances. Those are things that you're not going to get, you know, playing at a, you know, in college and at smaller levels. But here, listening to our coaches and William Moore and Dwight Lowry and just understanding, you know, the game at a higher level, I feel like I've come a long way when it comes to that.
And how much are you looking forward to training camp? Certainly there's battles still to be fought there at the safety position, and your name is certainly high up on that list. How are you approaching that whole situation, and how much are you just looking forward to getting out there and getting some work done?
Well, you know, we all know there's battles to be, you know, won and lost, but I don't think you look at it that way. I think you look at it in a way where you have to improve yourself as much as possible. You have to play to the best of your ability. I mean, I think if you do that, the best players, you know, will win those spots. I look forward to going out and competing and showing what I can do and helping, you know, this team get to the next level any way I can.
All right, so the big news earlier this week, Hard Knocks, HBO's Hard Knocks coming to Atlanta. Have you watched the show? Have you paid attention to the show in recent years at all?
I've watched a lot, actually. Yeah. And I never thought that, you know, I would be on the show, but it's going to be a great experience. As far as I can tell, those guys will, you know, do a really good job of showing what it is like, you know, to be an NFL player and to go through camps. So I think we'll be learning at the same time because I have no idea yet.
Well, we'll all be learning. We'll all get to see what it really takes to be an Atlanta Falcon. So, Desmond, thank you so much for joining us here on the FalconCast podcast. And we look forward to seeing a lot more from you in the future on the field.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. Part three of the Atlanta Falcons FalconCast podcast. Matt Moore, Jay Adams, and the man, the myth, the legend sitting next in between us, Mark Cooper out of the ATL Falcoholics, last year's winner of Grill the Falcons.
Give it up to Mark Cooper one time for Mark Cooper.
Hey, shout out to my man, Mark Cooper. One time for my man,
One
Mark
time
Cooper.
For Mark Cooper.
Mark, how you doing, man?
Hey, man, I'm doing good, man. I'm just happy to be here with you guys, man.
Hey, all right, so is there any pressure with being the returning champ?
Man, I'm telling you, man, I'm feeling like LeBron in the Heat, man. You know, I mean, the junk being talked on Twitter, man, you know, guys showing me pictures of championship meet. So I had to fire back. I show them a picture of a champion. We're on the stage. You know, I show them the gift card. Hey, man, so it's pressure to repeat, man. There's some great cooks out here, some great tailgate crews, the Wolfpack, the Fanatics, the Falcon Flock, dirty. My man Chris Wolfpack. You know, man, but hey, it's all fun. You know, it's bragging rights for everybody, man.
But it's highly competitive. I mean, it's like you said, somebody showing you championship meet, you're showing them a picture of a champion. I mean, it's really competitive out here.
Hey, man,
it's
compelling. I mean, I'm talking about they coming at me hard, man. I really do feel like LeBron. I scored 19 yesterday.
You're not cramping up, though, right?
No cramps.
Carry you out of here, Coop?
No, you're not going to carry all 175 pounds of this out of here today, baby. But, man, but it's pressure. It's fun, man. We're trying to reign, repeat. Hey, man, you know. We're having a good time, man.
All right, so defending champs, Grill the Falcons. Take us through the week, because I know it's not just today you wake up and start grilling. Take us through the week of preparation. What goes into it?
Well, it's more than a week. It all starts in the middle of June. You know, the schedule comes out. You know, we're like off season. We gotta get away from football, unplug for a minute.
Yeah.
But come in the middle of June, you know the home game schedule and the road schedule. Hey, the menu is different each game. If the Saints coming to town September 7th, hey, you're gonna get your good dose of gumbo, some fish. You know, you gotta plan it. So it starts then. You know what I'm saying? Then you decide, well, hey, now we gotta hook up a flyer for it. So that takes months in the preparation. You know, now I'm into this voiceover thing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I don't know if you seen my voiceover for the grill with the Falcons.
I'm going to get to that in a second. I'm going to need a voiceover in a second.
But, hey, man, it takes all week, man. And once you get here, you see all your vision come to fruition, man. Everybody's lined up. Music's going. Grill's going. I mean, I feel like President Obama, man. I've been kissing babies and shaking hands all day.
See, but that's the thing is that people ask me all the time on Twitter, hey, I'm coming from out of town. What do I need to do before the game? And most times I will send them over to Mark's tailgate. I'll be like, you need to go over to the yellow lot and you need to check out the ATL Falcoholics because this is a group that does it right every single time. So when Matt says the man, the myth, the legend, I mean, we are truly talking about legendary status here. And this man brings it every single game day. You talk about the players prepare. This guy prepares just as hard, puts out his menu on Tuesday with the graphic and everything.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
This is a lot of work.
You got to do it every
this.
Day. You got to spoon feed them. You start them so by Friday it's already hit them, and they just come out there magically, man. It's, hey, you know how it is. Hey, you got to tell them about New Orleans.
Oh,
yeah, I was going to say, one thing you don't know, fans, is, you know, Jay and I travel on the road. I'll walk out of my hotel in Tampa, Carolina, and New Orleans. There's hip-hop music playing, and there's a DJ, and there's a mic at 8:40 in the morning, and it's Mark Cooper shouting out to every player, every staff member with his crew wishing us good luck. I mean, these guys are serious.
I think last year
we have great fans. We have great tailgates. These guys are serious.
Last year in New Orleans, I think I woke up. I heard my alarm, and then the next thing I hear, hey, you're giving up Terry Robinson coming out here.
And our security guards, they're like, hey, Matt, how does he know you? He just gave you a shout-out.
Yeah.
Hey, man, it's all about the networking and the fun. And hey, the thing about doing it on the road, it's easy to do it at home. But when you go on the road, especially New Orleans, we want you guys to know that you have our support.
Yeah.
You play in hostile territory,
but the crowd is,
and we love it.
Hey,
we
didn't you take a couple of buses down to New Orleans this
year?
We wound up taking
6 buses to New Orleans
there
last year.
And are we looking to do that again this year?
We got 3 so far. The December game kind of hurts us a little bit, but we're still coming deep. Hey, once I magically find out where the team is, we'll be out there Sunday morning.
Hey,
there you
Coop,
go.
And let me say this. You don't discriminate. Anyone can come get on these buses, right?
Hey, anybody can come get on these buses as long as you want to have a good time. Hey, if you're with the opponents, you got to ride underneath. But anybody can come along.
All right. This has been my favorite Falcon cast I've ever done already. But
yeah.
Real quick. All right, so we need a new voiceover for our Falcon cast. Can we get the intro done by Mr. Mark Cooper? Here's Falcon cast with Matt Moore and Jay Adams. You're listening to Falcon cast with Matt Moore and Jay Adams.
It's your boy Big Sweet from the ATL Falcoholics. You listen to the Falcons podcast with your boy Matt Moore and Jay Adams.
You're going to hear
it.
That
right.
Voice for a long
it's
time.
It's been a great day. We'll announce the winners on our website. Check for the photo galleries. Hey, it's going to be bigger and better next year. And hey, you know what? This is kind of the kickoff to the tailgate season and our season. So, hey, this is what it's all about, man. This is what it's all about. It's football. It's tailgating. It's great fans. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. For Jay Adams, we got Mark Cooper here. I'm Matt Moore. Thanks for watching the Falcon Cast Podcast.